It's time for the top five and bottom five NBA teams right here on the Tony D Show.
All right, we did it with the NFL. We're doing it with the NBA top five and bottom five in the league is the way we evaluate. And I got to give Joe George, producer Joe George, a ton of credit. Yesterday, we were supposed to do this. We do normally do this on Wednesdays, but I kind of forgot. It's kind of a new segment. And so we pushed it to today. And as I was making that point yesterday on the show, Joe said, "Yay, I got a little mix up in my top five, bottom five. I don't have the Cavaliers in the top two." Because you normally would think it would be, you know, Golden State and Cleveland.
Yeah.
You said that before last night's debacle against Sacramento.
Yeah, I didn't see that one coming, though. I'm not gonna lie.
So everybody can wake up today doing top five, bottom five, and say, well, the Cleveland Cavaliers are struggling now. I'm gonna put them in, you know. But Joe was ahead of you on this before last night's debacle to Sacramento. So a lot of props to you, man. A lot of props to you.
Got something
all right. That's right. All right, let's go through the bottom five real quick. Let's start from the bottom all the way up. Number 30 is Brooklyn. I think it's obvious. They're the worst team in the league. They got the worst record. They're not very good. Jeremy Lin is out even longer. So Brooklyn is my number 30 team.
Oh, yeah. Brooklyn's bad. They're like Brooklyn the Browns. Bad. They're bad.
It's sad, too, because there was, real quick on the Nets, there was supposed to be a lot of cool momentum going to Brooklyn, trying to get a fan base going to try to attract the New Jersey people. Maybe they would still follow the team. I have a Brooklyn Nets sweatshirt and hat because I was born in Brooklyn and they were kind of the team for a while. And now they're a debacle. 9-36. Ugh. Brooklyn. Number 29, the Lakers. I am old enough to remember when the beginning of the season, the Lakers looked like a fun team in the NBA, Joe. Looked like there might be some good things developing for the Lakers. Not so much now. They're not a good team. They do not have good players in that starting lineup.
Yeah, I still got the
Heat. Young, but still terrible.
I agree. I still got the Heat at 29. They're a total mess. They're not healthy. I mean, they're just a bad basketball team, and I don't think they're going to get any better anytime soon.
The Miami Heat are your number 29?
Yes.
Okay, number 28 on my list is the Orlando Magic. I don't fault the Orlando Magic all that much. I was thinking about putting Miami in here, and I should have probably put Miami in here, but they've won five in a row, so I'm thinking maybe something's turning around. Orlando doesn't have Evan Fournier, and they have not been able to find a way to get any offensive rhythm without him. I thought Frank Vogel would make a difference here. He has not made a difference at all. They don't play very good defense. I wanted to stick Miami here, but I didn't. I kind of put Miami, who's above them in the standings, due to injuries. So I put them there.
All right, 28, I've got the Suns. That's a team that just keeps getting more and more point guards and shooting guards from Kentucky, and it's just not working. And they're going nowhere. So I got the Suns at 28.
Yeah, that's where I have the Suns at 27. They're not good defensively, but that's not how really they play. They can score, but you're right. It's very guard heavy. They're just, they've had a little bit of an up and down run this last couple of days, but I think you're right. There's really nothing else there. They just put points up and they let you score a million on them. And so the Phoenix Suns are my number 27 team.
For 27, I got the Dallas Mavericks. They've kind of picked it up a teeny tiny little bit. Like, they're not the worst team in the West right now, but they're still a really bad basketball team, relying on an old school and just old Dirk Nowitzki. So I got them at 27.
Yeah, I was going to put the Mavericks at 26, but I went with the Miami Heat for the same reasons that you said. I don't think this is a very good team despite their winning streak. They deserve to be in my bottom five. I have them a little bit higher than you. I was going to go Mavericks here, and they've got about the same record. But Dallas has made kind of some adjustments in their starting lineup, and it looks like it's working now. They've won five of their last seven. I'm going to hold off. That doesn't mean Dallas can't visit this pile very quickly because they're not a good team. But Harrison Barnes is playing pretty well. Seth Curry is playing pretty well. They may have turned the corner a little bit. They're not going to climb into the playoff race by any means, but they're out of my top five for now.
I got the Lakers at 26 for a lot of the reasons you mentioned. They really have just underperformed, but you know what this means, Tony?
Yes.
The 76ers at 9-3 in 2017 are not in the bottom five.
They are not in the bottom five. I watched them last night against Milwaukee, and they didn't have Embiid in that game, but it still is kind of cool. It's neat to watch this process play out. You know what I did watch last night before we get to the top five? I watched all of the Houston-Boston game. Did you see any of that last night?
Yeah, I did. Watched the whole game.
Now, I got the season pass, so I got the Celtics feed on that one. I know you're local in Houston. Tommy Heinsohn, who's 82 years old, has been the Boston Celtics announcer forever and a day. He used to be a player there. I think he was a coach there as well. He used to be on with Dick Stockton back in the 80s on CBS. He was ripping the officials like I have never heard a local homer announcer rip them. I mean, he might be at that point where he's just doing old man complaining, but he was destroying these three guys to a point where I was wondering if Mike Gorman, who's his play-by-play guy, was thinking, tone it down, old man. This is not sounding very good on the television set. But he was tearing those guys to pieces. But it was a good win for the Celtics last night. So let's go to the top five. This is where the meat of the segment is. Number five, Joe, I know we have to pick a team. I got two teams here at my number five. I'm going to go with the Houston Rockets, even though they lost and they're struggling a little bit. I still like them, and I still love James Harden. And I saw good stuff against the Celtics at times in that game, even though they lost. But you know how bad I want to put the Utah Jazz there? I want to stick the Utah Jazz there. I'm going Rockets, but Utah is right on their heels.
So I knocked out the Jazz because I had them there last week.
Yes, you did.
But I've actually now, and I've knocked out the Rockets. I've now put, after last night's win, I put the Celtics in at number five. I didn't have them in my top five last week, but they definitely deserve to be there. So I got the Celtics at number five right now.
Good win last night. Isaiah Thomas, yeah. 38 points. They played good defensively. They kind of got James Harden off the pick and roll a little bit. They kind of was able to get Al Horford in on defensively on that. Jay Crowder had a pretty nice game. I have Boston at the number four. They did lose three games coming into this game, but I really like them. When they're clicking good. That was a good win. I have to say this, and I know it's January, and we kind of roll our eyes at a lot of these regular season games. Joe, last night had a playoff feel in that garden. It had a playoff feel. The crowd was into every possession, which on a Wednesday night in January, you don't get a lot of around the league. I know this may be a little homerism here because I am a Celtics fan. I really like them. I have them as number four.
All right. So I was going to knock the Rockets out, but I just changed my mind. I'm putting the Rockets in at four. I had the Raptors there. I must not have looked at their schedule. The Raptors have lost like five straight games.
Yeah, they have. Yeah.
So I'm going to leave the Rockets at four, even though they lost to the Celtics. I still love what they're doing. I still think they're a great basketball team. So I got the Rockets at four.
I still think come playoff time, like we're talking about LeBron and the Cavaliers struggles right now, midseason struggling. That's the Rockets. They're midseason struggling. They're on the road. I think they're 5-6 over their last 11 games. It hasn't been the same kind of Rocket juggernaut that we've seen. All that's going to be corrected, and it's all going to be fine. When they're in the playoffs, come April, when they're in the playoffs, the way they're running their offense, they're going to be a tough out. It's going to be really tough to get the Rockets out in a 7-game series. Number three, Cleveland Cavaliers. I'm not copying you, Joe, but the Cleveland Cavaliers are three because of last night. You had them not in your top two, but last night losing to Sacramento, something's wrong in Believe Land.
Yeah, I have them at three, and I be honest, I kind of want to drop them. Like
me too, me too.
The Raptors aren't good enough right now. The Rockets aren't good enough right now. If either of those teams were hot, I'd have the Cavs at five.
Yeah, they're playing bad basketball.
Yeah, so I got the Cavs at three, and a lot of it's just because of the rest of what the NBA is doing right now.
It's funny because Bill Livingston was right. Their big three are playing well. They're not stopping anybody. They're not making any stops. There's no way you get LeBron James on another triple-double. You give up 122 or 124, whatever they gave up last night in overtime.
Yeah.
God, that's terrible. All right, and the number two team for me is the San Antonio Spurs.
Same here.
And the number one, Golden State. They've got it rolling right now.
Kevin Durant's so good. His stats are unreal at the moment.
They're number one in scoring, number one in assists, 39-7, best record in the league. So Golden State, number one, no surprise there. Good stuff. Top five, bottom five. Coming up, what the heck is NASCAR doing? Dustin Long will tell us from NBC Sports next. I'm Tony D. Follow me on Twitter, @TonyDRadio on SB Nation Radio.